Could Alaska see a few thousand more soldiers stationed here in the next few years? The head of the U.S. Marine Corps stopped in Anchorage and the interior this weekend to evaluate new opportunities for training. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, some see it as a potential first step in building a permanent presence.
Wearing scuffed combat boots in the parking lot just outside the Mountain View VFW Hall in Anchorage, Senator Dan Sullivan sounded delighted introducing the country's top Marine.
One of the things that we've been trying to do is get our leadership, our military leadership, up to Alaska to see this great state, all the training that we have. And it is my distinct honor as a Marine myself to have the Commandant of the Marine Corps in Alaska.
Since taking office, Sullivan has made a priority of advocating for a strong military presence in Alaska. But so far, that's been largely speaking up about the state's main branches, the Army and the Air Force. In fact, one rarely hears anything at all about the Marines here. But that could change. The trip is General Robert Neller's first visit to Alaska, and he says the reason is primarily to see with his own eyes the facilities available.
We're always looking for places to train. We've got improved capabilities from our weapon systems like F-35 and the airspace up here, and the instrument ranges, I think, provide great opportunities.
Alaska doesn't have a significant force of active duty Marines, but the status of Marine units stationed across the Pacific is changing, with several thousand service members and dependents shifting off a base in Okinawa, Japan over the next few years. Neller says there are no current plans to permanently base a sizable contingent of Marines in Alaska. However, after 15 years of wars in the Middle East, the branch is beginning to rebuild its capabilities to operate in colder climates. After taking a few questions,
Neller
and Sullivan head into the VFW hall. The full spectrum of military boosters is in attendance. Older vets in suits, seated next to their wives, all the way to young guys in motorcycle vests and bandanas.
Just look at this place tonight. It's packed. Standing room only.
After Sullivan introduced Neller to the crowd, the commandant took the mic and wandered in between tables, giving an update on the Marine Corps itself. Then he dipped into his impression of Alaska so far, which he plans to take back to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Washington, D.C.
The environment, the climate, the space, particularly airspace in Alaska, is very, very interesting to me as far as opportunities for us to train Marine Air Ground Task Forces.
Part of the reason for a high-level commander to take 2 hours engaging a crowd like this is to get a sense of how members of the community feel toward the military. Sullivan hammered home that Alaska and its veteran community are the kind of place that greets service members and their families with open arms. Standing near a vending machine, two tough-looking guys in biker vests agree with that assessment.
Tom Rohr, Combat Vets Motorcycle Association.
Tom Rohr is in the Air Force. As people throughout the room line up for food and photos with the commandant, Rohr says this kind of event helps to show off Alaska to senior officials scoping it out. It
tends to be pretty laid back. You know, we get real formal when we have to, right? And everybody will be up in uniform, but I think this is fabulous. You know, you get all the old veterans out here can come out, and it's just a relaxed atmosphere.
Next to Rohr is Todd Bourne, also Air Force, now retired. He says the military culture in Alaska is one big tent, and the more, the merrier. Even the Marines.
Hey, we're all on the same team, man. We poke at each other and give each other a hard time, but we're all on the same team.
Not everyone at the event is convinced the commandant's interest is just in occasional training exercises. Some see an opportunity for Alaska's military bases to pull in a new tenant. John E. Beasley was 19 years old when his Marine unit was caught up in the Battle of Chosin Reservoir, one of the decisive conflicts in the Korean War. He keeps a close eye on military affairs in Alaska and thinks even if firm plans aren't in place right now, there's the potential for a significant number of Marines to eventually be brought here.
The commandant doesn't travel to places just for drill. And his plans, I'm pretty sure, based on scuttlebutt, is the fact he's going to take a look at our capabilities up here. I think he's taking a look at us from a standpoint of establishing a Marine contingent up here, I think. Again, that man doesn't go places without a reason.
Beasley says this is the first time he knows of a Marine commandant visiting Alaska since he moved to the state in the 60s. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.